Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Well, as we know, the election has been called. The opening shots have been fired. So where do the parties stand ahead of the 3 weeks of campaigning? Well, with me in studio is Derek Mooney, public affairs consultant and former Fianna Fáil government advisor, and Dr. Keelan Darcy, lecturer in the geography department at Maynooth University. Thank you both very much for joining us today. Derek Mooney, to you first. I suppose one of the most interesting things to watch in this campaign, and we've seen it over the last 24 hours or so, is how Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael try to carve out different ground from each other when they've been involved with each other in one form or another for the past 8 years or so. So how are they doing?
If you were to look at the first few days of the campaign, it's been not very active and not very, very hyper. But the difficulty is when you've been in government, like Fine Gael have a big problem, which is they've been in government for 14 years and they're trying to sell themselves as change, except they're not using the word change, they're using the word a new energy. Fianna Fáil is trying to say, well, it's only been in government since 2020, though it's been in a confidence supply before that. So that's a very difficult thing. But it's also the fact is who owns the record of this government. And that's been seems to be a fight between the two parties, not so much but who owns it, but who disavows it. So you have Micheál Martin coming out in the first few days, understandably saying, listen, crime is a big issue and we're not happy with the government's record on crime. You then have Fine Gael going out and saying, we want to do more on housing. And that's the quandary here is you have two parties who want to govern together but don't want to campaign together. And that's a very, very difficult trick to pull off.
Keelan Darcy, it was interesting to see when Simon Harris called the election that he said, I will seek a mandate to continue as your Taoiseach, as distinct, I suppose, from seeking a mandate for his party to govern. He was putting himself at the centre of the story there. What's at play there?
I suppose Simon Harris, he has done very well the past few months. It's hard to argue against that. He hasn't had a fantastic first few months as leader of Fine Gael and also as, you know, as leader of the country. But he's sending a message of stability. That's what I'm gathering anyways, that their message and Fine Gael's message is that they are the answer to this, to the issues and continuing on in the long term.
Are we likely to see a more presidential style campaign then being run by Fine Gael?
It is a different energy. Like you are seeing that sort of energy. It's a lot different to the Leo Varadkar style of politics. And we are seeing Simon Harris, he is popping up everywhere. He's popping up on the campaign trail and he is given this new sort of energy. And I suppose you could argue it is some form of a presidential sort of campaign within the general election.
Is that going to be a problem for the other leaders?
I'm not too sure that it will. I mean, what you have is you have Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin going in this looking at the relative support for their party leaders or their approval ratings. And certainly you have Simon Harris and Micheál Martin ahead. And in the over the last few months, you've seen Mary Lou slipping behind. But you have to go back to the days of Jack Lynch and Gareth Fitzgerald, where you've seen a party leader pull up the first preference vote. And I don't think we're going to see that this time. I think why you're seeing a presidential campaign is because both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael see it easier as to define themselves by their party leader and by the picture on the poster rather than by a short 10-word phrase as to what the party stands for. And that's why it's going to go for a presidential. Mm. Does it work? I'm not too sure.
Keelan, Sinn Féin have come into this election on the back of a poor local elections, poorer than they were expecting anyway. Several scandals also, which have probably had an opportunity cost for them because they haven't been able to talk about the things they would have wanted to talk about. But the polls have still been quite good to them in that they're even today in the Business Post. They're only a couple of points. They're within the margin of error of being there or thereabouts with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So what's their standing like going into the start of this campaign?
Yeah, like they're still polling in the high teens. It's by no means a disaster at all. It's not. I think going into this campaign and, you know, the next just under 3 weeks are incredibly crucial for all political parties. And yes, Sinn Féin have had the scandals occur in the past few weeks, but I don't know to what extent that would actually impact how well they do in this election and how well the electorate will consider that, because other political parties have also had like other scandals occurring, and also when it comes to candidates, there are independent party candidates contesting for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil too. So I think the next 3 weeks for Sinn Féin and all political parties are incredibly crucial, and that will determine how well they do. And in 2020, it was a complete surprise to everyone how well they did. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if something like that occurred again.
Derek, do you think that Sinn Féin are going into this election with their core vote now in around the high teens or early 20s, perhaps, and campaigns can improve things?
Well, that's it. If you were to look at the exit polls over the last few years, and I think it's Stefan Muller from UCD has a very good article up on the RTÉ website at the moment, which is about 50% of people right now have fairly much decided where the number one is going to. So there's a huge amount to play for. So what you have going into as if the polls are right, and there's always a big caveat with that, are the polls spot on? Polling is finding it very, very difficult to measure people at the moment. But if the polls are right, Fine Gael is going in slightly ahead of where it came out at the last general election. But that was a very bad result for Fine Gael. Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin are behind where they were at the last election. That was a good result for Sinn Féin. So allowing that 50% of people have still up to make up their mind, I think there is a lot there for Sinn Féin to pick up on. Not core vote, but I think there are people who will look at this. And there's a global trend, which is incumbents are losing elections. Incumbent governments are losing out. And can Ireland breach that a couple of months ago to the end of the year?
And that's the point I was going to ask Keelan about. If you look at those trends right across the Western world, we've seen governments not doing well in general elections, this year of elections that we've had. Most of, if not all of the people in democratic countries in power lost support. Is there any reason to think that Ireland will be different, or what would make us different?
I think it could go either way, to be honest with you. I think the local elections saw a lot of... Now, the vote for right-wing parties is still low, but they still gain seats. And I think that is... You do notice a change that way. Fine Gael, as we know, has a large number of TDs that are not contesting this time round. Incumbent seats are easier to defend than new first time candidate seats as well. And for those political parties, that will be a difficulty, and it is going to be a challenge. And you can see from the candidate selection strategies from other political parties that they are noticing this, and they are selecting candidates to contest these seats. So we could see a change.
Is there a reason, Derek, why Ireland might buck the trend here?
It tends to, because in terms, if you look at the macroeconomics, etc., it would look far better. But we have got issues which are the issues of growth and the issues of failure to invest and failure in housing, etc. So could we buck the trend? Possibly. Do I think we will? I'm not too sure. I think this is the next 2 weeks in particular are going to tell us an awful lot what the shape of this is going to look like.
Derek Mooney, former Fianna Fáil advisor and public affairs consultant, and Dr. Keelan Darcy, lecturer in geography at the Department of Geography in Maynooth University. Thank you both very much for coming in to talk to us today.